USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. More remains found in Hawaii after the massive wildfire wiped out an entire section of Maui. Laura Winters reports.
To Maui now, where emergency crews have found the remains of 111 people killed in the wildfire. Close to 40% of the area has been searched. More than 1,000 people still unaccounted for. President Biden scheduled to tour the area on Monday.
At the same time, Hawaii officials are explaining how they believe the use of a massive system of sirens to announce the fire would have only made things worse. They say they believe that people would have just been confused by the sirens because they're meant to announce an oncoming tsunami and not a wildfire. Hurricane Hillary is now a Category 2 storm off the coast of Mexico and heading north. Elizabeth Adams with the National Weather Service says it's still much more likely that Hillary will be a tropical storm when it arrives in California, but
the small possibility of some hurricane force wind gusts. So right around 5 to 10% chance of seeing those hurricane force wind speed.
Nearly all of Southern California is under a flood watch. A Georgia state Republican lawmaker is calling for a special session of their legislature to investigate Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis. This comes after Willis charged former President Trump and others with allegedly trying to overturn Georgia's 2020 election results. Gang violence is getting so bad in one part of Chicago, desperate and scared local residents are simply asking the two sides to at least stop the shooting during daylight hours from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. But
and sometimes they might intentionally go against that and go do something during those hours to let whoever know that we're not honoring this.
People in the Rogers Park area say they're living in the middle of a gang war and no amount of pleading for it to stop has helped. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass is creating a multi-agency retail theft task force now to deal with flash mob robberies. She said the public also has a role in fighting these crimes, and she offered this tip.
Instead of taking your phone out to take pictures, take your phone out and call 911.
Prosecutors are also embedded into the task force, including the Democratic L.A. County District Attorney George Gascon, who many business owners have blamed, saying his policies have emboldened criminals. Marijuana and hallucinogen use are at record highs. According to a study from the University of Michigan's Monitoring the Future panel, more people between 19 and 60 years old are using those substances. The survey is funded by the National Institute on Drug Abuse. It showed that marijuana use has spiked to around 44% of adults under 30. That's compared to just 28% a decade ago. The number of people who use the drug daily almost doubled from 2012. Middle-aged adults are also using hallucinogens like LSD and psilocybin at record rates. And mortgage rates are surging to record highs.
This week, they hit their highest level in 21 years at just under 7.1%. That's up from 6.6% last week. Rates have been up all summer, above 6.5 since the end of May. This week, it's the highest since 2002. Mortgage rates have been spiking as a result of the Federal Reserve's rate hiking plan to ease inflation, making it harder and harder to afford a home. I'm Lisa Taylor.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
800-694-1127. 800-694-1127. That's 800-694-1127.